Because it is. KK4JBQ. I've only ever seen tornadoes in the clouds. It's unmistakable. You see like a whirlpool. The clouds are actually whipped up with the air currents. And to my knowledge, that one never touched down. But it's scary just to look up in the sky and see the clouds swirl like that, you know. Because you just don't know what it's going to do. There's some things that happen in your life maybe only once. So I've only seen one tornado in the clouds. And I've only seen one, what they call a spider web, cloud-to-cloud lightning burst. It was the most fantastic light show I've ever seen, that anyone could ever see. The lightning spread from the center point, which was right in front of me, to both sides of me, and the lightning spread like a spider web. One connecting to the other, to the other, to the other. And, I mean, it's riveting to see lightning like that. And it lit up the ground and the buildings around me and all of this, almost like, early morning. I mean, it was quite the show. And all of it in the sky. Doesn't last long, of course. It's lightning. But one burst of lightning ignited another, and that ignited another, and it just traveled right on through the clouds. It looked like a spider web. Yeah. So I only ever saw something like that once. I stood on the edge of Niagara Falls and watched the water go over, thinking to myself, this has happened for thousands of years. Every second for thousands of years, all that water going over the falls. And I can't bring the words to express how you feel when you stand on the edge of a falls like that. There's an observation deck where you can kind of look at it edge on and see it. This is on the Canadian side. They call that the Horseshoe Falls. It is in a big bend, and it's where you can easily see the edge of the falls where it's falling over. The amount of water, and that it's in, and mainly because it happens every minute, every second of the day, and it's been going on for thousands of years. I was just overwhelmed with the whole idea of Niagara Falls. KK4JBQ.
4LZI. Yeah, I heard those two that I was just talking about late Wednesday evening on W4TWX's 440 machine over here on 6 Mile Mountain, talking after the lightning and the wind had subsided. Them talking about that down there, and when they was done, then I started hearing the rescue over here. Or up here, I don't know how much longer we will stay on analog, but we haven't left analog yet, so I was able to hear that, and they had the rescue down there, the fire department's down there, because some of those roads back over there where those two are at, I mean, were just littered with. I'm sure you've seen some of them since then on the TV, with just trees and stuff all across the roads, and I mean, that wind, when it did touch down over there, it done some pretty good doings down there.
I have to admit my ignorance. I'm not a television watcher. I probably watch, well, I watch very little television. And I think I was driven away. the programming got bad, you know. The subject matter that made up the reality shows that in the past had been entertaining. Well, reality is not all that entertaining to me anymore. Really, to tell you the truth. And I have a recorder on the television, so it will record what I would like to see, and that's all I see. And because it's a recording, I can fast forward through, you know, the material that's not programming, like the commercials. I can fast forward through those. So I really don't see much of what you would say is regular TV. I've had my fill of it. We got a television back in, I think the first television was back in 1957, 58, somewhere in there, first television. And it was fascinating. Of course, it was black and white. And we received three channels. This sounds like ancient times to anybody, you know, a millennial, let's say, or a Generation X person. Black and white and three channels. We had two that we could receive real well. NBC and CBS we could receive real well. But the ABC channel was, this was in East Tennessee, and the ABC channel was in, it was in Asheville, I believe, WLOS, channel 13. And it was snowy, which is another thing you don't see on TV anymore, because this was the days of analog television, and when the signal got weak, you could still see an image on the screen, but it was full of snow, it was full of interference, or a really weak signal. We had a lot of dirt between us and Asheville. We were in the mountains, and Asheville is in the mountains, so there was a lot of dirt. It's amazing that we got any signal at all, but one of my favorite shows on Saturday morning, when I was a kid, you know, so I watched a show called Mr. Bill and Bozo. It was Bozo the Clown, and Mr. Bill was the host, and it was a bunch of kids, you know, on set, and there were cartoons, I guess there was cartoons. It was that kind of show, and I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it very well. We just had an outdoor antenna, you know. Didn't know anything about antennas. I thought, since I've learned what I have learned about antennas, that, boy, if I could go back with the knowledge I have now, I could really make that antenna sing. KK4JBQ.
4L's the guy. I don't watch a lot of television. And what I do have that I like to see, some of it's on VHS, some of it's on DVD, and now it's getting, you can't get cleaner for DVD players anymore. And needless to say, a lot of what I like to watch, I'm not able to watch right now because I can't get the material stuff to keep what I've got where it'll continue to work. Well, it's the DVD player, and of course, the VHS has been gone. But, yeah, I don't use a watch that much, but the rest of my family here, they've got to see at least the local news to keep up with things. They do. And they happen to have it on, and I saw those pictures there of those that when this had happened here, and you're right about that, right here in this very location, when television was still analog, commercial television was, demonstrating once again about where this repeater here is and sees it in this location. We can get WYFF here practically without an antenna. That station you was talking about, WLOS 13, practically impossible. And this, I'm talking about the analog days, you know. And with the digital, as we know, the digital, you either get it or you don't get it. So there's not going to be any snow. But that's kind of how I tripped up upon seeing some of those pictures. These others here had the TV on, the local news at the time, and I noticed those pictures. After I'd been hearing W4TWX and KJ4HYC on 441-800. that evening talking about down there in the 6 mile area, and then from where I'd heard it earlier about on the sky warning and the weather station, all these tornado warnings that went out, so that's kind of how I found out about those pictures by chance.
KI4 LZFID. This made me think that the tower for WLOS in Asheville, I believe that tower is on Mount Pisgah. Mount Pisgah is in North Carolina, of course. And I just don't know what the mileage is. Well, for years we got along with two channels that we could receive well. Channel 5 was out of Bristol, Tennessee, and Channel 11 was out of Johnson City, Tennessee, and I lived in Kingsport, all in the same, they call that area the Tri-Cities up there, kind of in a triangle, pretty close together, let's say maybe 30 miles apart. The NBC, ABC, CBS, ABC. Those are the big three. So we only got two of the network, and nothing else was on the air. And these were all VHF. The UHF television station, I think that was ABC. And that was in our hometown, Channel 19 it was. That came in the, around 68, 69, something like that, as I recall. And then we had three stations. My goodness, three stations. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, so the early days of television, I mean, we weren't around for the beginnings of television. I did have, as a kid, someone was selling a television in a yard sale, and I thought it was interesting because the screen was not rectangular, like, you know, we're all accustomed to. The screen was round. The actual cathode ray tube for analog television, the thing was round, and the picture was a round picture. You know, it was masked. It wasn't masked into a rectangle. Some of them were, but this particular one was a circular picture because it was a circular tube. I don't know when the thing was made, but I took my life in my hands and opened the back of that television set. I knew that it was dangerous back there, but I looked around and looked around for anything that was not connected or frayed or something. Something I did made the thing work. And I watched it for quite some time in my own room. So for a little while, it didn't work for long, but for a little while, we had two TVs in the house. My little round tube set and the family's rectangular tube set. How about that? KK4JBQ.
For LZI, no, the same thing that blocked me from the 14676, which is up here on Pisgah also, blocks us here from that as well, you know. Those mountain ranges from Caesar's Head back around the Table Rock knocks that out here.
I've learned the hard way, that dirt, signals do not travel through dirt. So I'm also a member of the Thermal Belt Club up there in Tryon, and as an exercise, we all attempted to establish a simplex net, and everybody but me was able to contact at least one other person. That is a two-way conversation. You could either hear, well, the test was to establish who could hear one another and also who could speak to another person. And that's the way you set up a network so that traffic can get through the network. You have to know who can hear and who can speak. I couldn't speak to anybody, and I couldn't hear anybody. So just to give Dave Watson, bless his heart, some credit for this, he was able to, using Google Earth, he was able to establish that for every transmitting station, their signal, I was blocked from every other station. There were 26 or 27 people who, or stations that participated. I couldn't hear anybody. And when it came my time to transmit, everybody else was listening. And nobody heard me. So I just live in a place where there's too much dirt between me and everybody else in this network. So while that was unfortunate, I did learn something. It quite good. And my antenna, you know, this is 2 meters. This is VHF, and that travels line of sight. It can't use the ionosphere to bounce a signal. So I think my antenna would have to be something like, maybe the tallest obstruction was close to 300 feet, best I can remember. So my antenna would have to be 300 feet tall. Ain't gonna happen. KK4JBQ.
Well, LZI, well, we've here, let's see, we done a 2 meter simplex thing here in January, and here a few weeks ago with the state exercise that was going on throughout the state, we done something here on the 2 meter simplex too. Let's see, best I remember, and I turned it into Mandel and them, so I don't have the paper here right now, but seems like we had 14 or 15 people that participated in this simplex net. I heard some, but there were some that I couldn't hear, and that's with this outside vertical and 50 watts here.
Well, yeah, you had some wattage going for you. That's a good thing. I only had this HT to participate with, so 4 or 5 watts is the best I could hope for. But that was really not the problem. See, although mine was, my part in this was a complete fail, because Dave did the investigation as to why I couldn't hear anybody and nobody could hear me, I was the outlier. I was the unexplained, nobody could hear him and he couldn't be heard by anybody. So Dave was determined to find out why, and he mapped the contours of the earth and the mountains that are between me and every single one of the other participants. And so it was explained. And we'd have never gotten that kind of detail if I hadn't failed. Think about it that way. I do. It was a good thing, you know, in the end. And I learned something about my location. It's a stinky location. Well, you know what I'm talking about because you live at the base of a mountain up there on Table Rock, and the obstructions do, don't you?
LZI, I know my sibling gets on me, but it's pretty much true, though. Never mind that it's nice, but imagine you got a house down in the bottom of a bowl, and you got the walls all around going vertical up around you, with the exception of maybe one or two areas that's between the hills around you. That's where I live at. Luckily for me, with this repeater here, Caesar's head looks right down my throat here. It does. So it's no problem for me to get into Caesar's head from here, but on a lot of things, and as we've discussed before, if I'd known what I know now back when I put this station in, I would have used LMR 400 myself instead of RGAU. UHF is a whole lot more touchier than VHF is, especially when we get into the summer and all the leaves on the tree and the wind blows. You ain't gonna go as far on UHF as you will even on VHF. I found that out the hard way here. KI4LZI.
KO4HKX, comment.
Go ahead, KI4LZI.
There with you. I was at other outlying station. I could only hear one, and he was the only one that could hear me. So, I'm right there with you. I live at the base of the other side of the mountain in North Carolina. I can barely make it to the repeater.
Yes, indeed. And there you are. KO4HKX, KK4JVQ. It's good that you would join us. Andy, I was watching a television show. I can't remember now exactly, which I can't explain what program I was watching. Something that we recorded that we wanted to see. And I got to see the Linville, is it the Linville, it's a very deep valley. It's not on the roadside where you can see Table Rock, but it's on the wilderness side of Table Rock. And it looks like a table. It's, of course, a rock, and it looks like it's been placed right on top of that mountain. It's the strangest thing. It doesn't appear that way from the highway, and I've never seen it. Is it called the Linville Gulch? No, that's not right. It's the valley there. So do you live on the highway side or on the other side where you got there's a small river that runs down in the valley? Which side of it do you live on?
I think you're talking about Linville Gorge is what you're talking about. I don't know if you know where this park office up here is for Table Rock, but the park office is off Highway 11. There's a pond down toward the side where the park office is. It's called Lake Ulanoa. Where I live at is about a half mile down below the dam to that lake. And like I said, where this house is, its description is just like I described it a while ago. But my grandfather built this in 1950. FM had never been thought about, and all there was AM, and you topped that off. He wasn't a ham radio operator to start with, so, you know, there was a lot of things that kind of go against me in that way. But if you know where the park office is, Lake Ulanoa, you can kind of, I'm a half mile down below the dam to that lake up here.
Not know offhand, so that gives me something to investigate. Do a little research and investigation. A little closer to knowing where you are and what you're dealing with. Anyway, I'm glad you found some way out of that bowl. Caesar's head is just in the right place for you. I'm glad of it. Okay, so, well, fellas, I'm beginning to wind myself down, I think. Running a little bit out of steam. But if anybody's got some final contributions to this QSO, go right ahead. I'll be here for a little bit more.
Go ahead.
Going to clear out, fellas. I'm almost home. I've been listening to y'all talk. Larry, just so you know, I was the one you were talking to earlier, and I had to clear out because I was in the black hole. I'm on the other side of it now, but I'm almost to the house. So, enjoyed listening to y'all on the way home. You helped me stay awake to get there, and I appreciate that. Andy, y'all take care, and I will talk to y'all on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
But what y'all need to do, like I said, I miss Walt's round table that used to go on here. I really do miss it because even someone like myself learned plenty of things here when it used to happen, and I do miss it. KI4LZI.
It's like the old saying goes, you never know what you've had until it's gone. But it's not gone for good. I think Chad does a marvelous job to hold it together. And it does depend, that particular roundtable on Tuesday nights after the net depends on questions to be asked. I mean, we can all get together and have a good time talking to one another, but unless someone asks an interesting question and we mull over the answer, then you might get three or four answers from different points of view. Who knows? But that's the fun of it, and I miss it too. I miss the conversation, and the questions are the stimulation to the conversation. Well, I'm gonna turn myself into a horizontal human. Get myself to bed at a good hour tonight. Y'all have a good evening, won't you? And it's my here. KK4JBQ, I'll be clear.
Bouncy eye clear.